Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance Wrap-Up. My name is Tom Marquis, your confidant and host, and right alongside me is the man with all the answers, that famous safe cracker, my partner in crime, Mr. $2 Bill Josh Elmore. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm getting really pumped up for the new show on Saturday morning. We're less than 48 hours away now, Tom.
48 hours away from the Balance Gridiron. It's going to be coming your way every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can download all the archives off of iTunes or hear it on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. An exciting time that's going to be going on, especially for those of you that like football and fantasy football as well. That's right, boys and girls. Fantasy football huddle is back. The Balanced Fantasy Draft Night is Saturday night. Going to be a great time out at BW3's in Speedway, Indiana. Josh, who do you think should be the number one fantasy draft pick?
I'm going to go with, and this is going to sound a whole lot like I'm converting back to February, and I remember Tom gave me a hard time for this thing. Aaron Rodgers.
For the number one pick in fantasy football?
If I had it, I'd take Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, and why would you take Aaron Rodgers?
I think he's got some great receivers. I think he's going to throw for 25, 30, maybe 35 touchdowns. He's also shown the ability to run. I think he might even run for another 5 or 6 touchdowns. For about 250, 300 passing yards a game.
All righty. Well, I tell you what, he's certainly going to be a fantasy stud. There's no doubt about that, that's for sure. And we'll certainly get into more of that on the Balance Gridiron on Saturday. But right now, it's time for the Balance Wrap-Up. Josh, we've got the Colts and the Redskins tomorrow. We've got a lot to talk about, and we'll get to that real quickly. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is this recent thing over at Purdue and the link between the Miami football scandal. Josh, can you bring us up to speed on that? And the way I hear it, there's been a quarterback that's kind of been linked to that scandal.
Well, that scandal involves somebody who's been convicted of a $985 million Ponzi scheme. Because I can't pronounce his name clearly, I'm not even going to attempt to. But apparently over the last decade, he's paid for, and this is out of his own mouth. So I would think if the guy's already in jail, he has nothing to lose, so he might as well tell the truth. He's paid for sex parties for the Miami football team. He's paid for strip clubs. He's bought them cars, jewelry, his words, prostitutes. Apparently, if he needed money, a good time, he was a guy to go see. We, unfortunately, at the Balance, don't have anybody that takes care of us.
Fortunately, we do not have anybody that. Although we are taking applications and sponsorship opportunities are available. So if that's something that you would like to I'm kidding, of course. Don't give me all the hate mail and phone calls. So, Josh, but – Purdue's Marvin, how do you say his last name?
I believe it's Marv.
Marv, Robert Marv. Now, Purdue has said that there was no link to the scandal in Miami. Do you buy into that theory?
No, I absolutely do not buy into that theory, because I remember at the time that Robert Marv committed to the University of Miami, they weren't even one of the two or three schools that were being talked about at his landing spot. So something convinced him to not go to Florida State. Something convinced him not to go to the University of Florida at the very last minute. And if the guy's saying that he, again, his words, spent more money on Robert Marv at clubs and with women and fine clothing than any other player ever, maybe that's the reason he decided to go to Miami at the very last minute.
Right, and I agree with that, Josh. I think that there's more to that story than what we know. I certainly believe at best he knew things that he knew about things and was involved in certain activities. Now, to what extent, I don't know, but I think basically what it boils down to is this, quite simply, in my humble opinion, is that he was offered the opportunity to come to Purdue. And he also coincidentally, I think he just happened to be able to have some information that the NCAA found noteworthy in their quest to bring down a big dog. He was a small fish in a big pond, and I think that he was able to put them on the correct sniffing pattern, if you will, and freedom of any of allegations, and allowed him to come to Purdue. Just my humble opinion.
I would have to agree, and to me this whole thing goes back to what I talked about last Saturday at the end of the show. The NCAA is a big stinking pile of garbage. They don't care about the rule book. They care about their image. You can break the rules. They don't care as long as you keep it quiet. For example, the last big scandal before this one, the five Buckeyes who, whatever they did, is worth being suspended the first five games this year, but they were allowed to play in the Sugar Bowl. So I think they care more about their image than they do the rule book.
No, I absolutely agree. I think here's the thing that the NCAA has to do, and they have to get the NFL on board with this as well, is they have to basically come up with a penalty that's so stiff that if you cross the line, you've not only ruined your career here on the collegiate level, but you have no opportunity. You've been officially blacklisted and blackballed for the NFL. I think that in itself is what's going to stop people from continuing to break this rule.
I can see that point, but here I want to take the opposite side. Colleges make a ton of money off these football players. Why don't you treat the college football players like what they really are, which is essentially minor league professionals? They already get everything paid for. Why don't you just start giving them a flat-out salary?
There could be some merit to that, that's for sure. Well, we're going to have to move along. We'll save this conversation for the gridiron. What I really want to do, Josh, is I really want to get into the Colts and the Redskins. Let's break down that game. I know there's been a lot of shaking and baking in the Colts' offensive line. Obviously, they're hurting at the wide receiver position. So, Josh, let's break down this Colts-Redskins game coming up tomorrow night at Lucas Oil, the preseason home opener with the Indianapolis Colts and the Washington Redskins.
Well, Curtis Painter is again going to start a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And Dan Orlowski is the backup to him with Nate Davis being gone. I know the Colts have a fourth quarterback on the roster and Mr. Mike Hartline from the University of Kentucky. I would have to have a feeling, though, that maybe the signals Painter and Orlowski are in a dead heat and they're going to get a half each. Maybe Painter just gets a half and Orlowski gets the last three quarters of the game. Whatever goes on, the new designed Colts offensive lineman, starring Anthony Costanzo at left tackle, Joe Wright's at left guard, Saturday in the middle, longtime right tackle Ryan Deem over at right guard, and they have not, as of yet, settled on a right tackle, but it looks like it could be the other rookie, Ben. Ilana's job to lose. Has to do a good enough job of opening up some lanes. Because indications are, and I'm sure Tom might have heard a little bit of this, Manny's not as healthy as the Colts want you to believe he is, and they're not even letting him practice. So he's not practicing, and he's still not as healthy as they want you to think he is. Could the streak really be in serious jeopardy?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. The Colts have got to have an offensive line that can block for Peyton Manning. They cannot allow him to get hit. They cannot allow him to get injured. I know that he isn't healthy. I know that he's certainly still struggling. If you talk with him or if you talk with the Colts, they're going to tell you that he's very healthy and good to go. I mean, he's the highest paid player in the NFL. Obviously, with that comes some great expectations. So, you know, is he going to play with a little bit of pain? Absolutely. But my curiosity is how much is this actually going to carry over into the regular season? So we've got the Colts and the Redskins. Josh, what do you think that the fans can expect to see from the Colts tomorrow night out at Lucas Oil?
Well, I hate to say this. It's a preseason game. The Colts don't really care about winning. Yes, I know that sounds horrible since they're a professional sports team. But for those of you who followed the Colts for the past several years, they're not really interested in winning a preseason game. They're going to give the starters some work. They're going to quickly get them off to the sideline. Some of them might not even start. And they're going to give a lot of snaps to these backup guys. Because you basically have 35 players guaranteed to being on the 53-man roster, and then you have 50 fighting for the last 18th spot. So it's more going to be, what can the young guys do? Do we have any talent? Do we have any unearthed gems that nobody knows about yet? So I have a feeling Washington could come into Lucas and put up a big number on the Indianapolis Colts.
Right. Well, you know, we're going to see what happens. I mean, obviously, they've closed up camp. They've closed up shop up there at Anderson University. One of the things they have done, though, for the University of Anderson, they've extended that contract with them for a few years. So that should do them very well as well. So they're headed back to Indianapolis today, and the training camp portion of the preseason is over. Tomorrow night's preseason game against the Washington Redskins at Lucas Oil Stadium. And then the rest of the preseason workouts and stuff will be done here in Indianapolis at the Colts Complex. We'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, this is a team that's struggling in a lot of ways, and they've got a lot of positions to fill. And I think one of the things that you're going to see tomorrow night is the rookies get a lot of playing time because, let's face it, this lockout hurt them the most. And so allowing these rookies to get as much play time as possible because within the next few days, Coach Caldwell, Bill Polian, and other leaders of the Colts are going to have to sit down and trim the fat. And are going to have to make sure that they've got the right people to fit this roster. And there's only a few that's available. Not everybody's going to make it. So these rookies have got to get out there and play some ball, and they've got to see how they do. And let's look at something else. The Washington Redskins are no chumps. So let's look at what they did against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. I mean, they've got a good team coming in here to Indianapolis. They also have some young rookies that are trying to put the act together and for them to do to Pittsburgh. I don't see that we're going to have a big win here in Indianapolis. But there again, like you said, Josh, the Colts don't win in the preseason. They never have. Well, I won't say never, but it's been seven consecutive seasons that we've won a preseason game. I don't think the Colts really even care if they win or lose. What they want to do is they want to see how their rookies can react and how their rookies can participate in this game. And are they the rookies that they need to sign and get drafted as part of the Colts roster, Josh?
I would totally agree, but here's something that's been confirmed, has not been confirmed for what time during tomorrow night's Colts-Redskins game on TV, on Fox. But at some point during tomorrow night's game, Fox has agreed to interrupt the telecast so that Sugarland, which is at the Indiana State Fair tragedy, I guess they have a big tribute they're going to perform at their concert tomorrow night, will be shown nationwide, and then I believe Fox is going to go directly back to the telecast of the football game. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And I also saw where Jim Irsay is donating $1 for every ticket that is given away tomorrow. So get your free ticket, go down to the Indiana State Fair, and be a part of the Indiana State Fair. More than ever, the State Fair needs you to come out there and show your support. So we've got the Colts. Go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say it should be an absolutely great game tomorrow, so tune in to watch it on Fox tomorrow night.
Right. It's going to be a good game. I mean, obviously, the Redskins' first preseason road trip to Indianapolis against the Colts, again, tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. It's the first time the Redskins have ever came to Lucas Oil Stadium since they opened up in 2008. Obviously, it's a artificial turf or field turf, if you will, Josh, and it seats 63,000 people. I don't think there's going to be 63,000 people there tomorrow, not even anywhere close. So you certainly should be able to get a good ticket. The Redskins are 1-0 in the preseason this year. Like I said, after really putting the Pittsburgh Steelers to their knees, which is hard to do, even in the preseason. And that 16-7 win on August 12th out there in FedEx Field. And obviously the Colts come into this game 0-1 after falling to St. Louis 33-10 at the Edward Jones Dome. Now, here's the thing. Curtis Painter has gotten a lot of criticism for the interceptions and stuff that he's thrown. I think that we need to realize that Curtis Painter is here to stay. He is Peyton Manning's backup. Now, is he the heir to the throne? I don't think so. But I could tell you one thing. We as fans need to support him and understand that, just like I said just a few minutes ago, the Colts are out there looking at rookies. The rookies have not had a lot of playing time with Curtis Painter. The rookies have not had a lot of time to understand their reads, to get to their marks, to get to their points. So let's not be so quick to say, oh, Curtis Painter, you threw so many interceptions at a preseason game against St. Louis, Josh.
I would totally agree. Now, speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, like you just said, and I want to make sure we have time to discuss this game. Tonight at 8 o'clock, Steelers-Eagles, the battle of the highway. I can't remember what number it is in Pennsylvania, but I know there's a highway linking the two cities together. It might be 75. What do you think about that game, Tom?
Well, obviously, anytime you get two powerhouses like the Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers come together, even if it is only in the preseason. We keep saying only in the preseason, guys. Keep in mind, this lockout really, I won't say that it took away the preseason, but it certainly made things a little – they weren't able to prepare in the off season like they normally would. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. And so – you know, they play the Eagles, and it should be a very, very good game. You know, the Steelers, like I said, they're coming off of a loss in the preseason. And you know, there's a lot of buzz around this game. They released Swede on Wednesday. I don't think things were ever going to work out with him anyway, Josh. That's just my opinion. Now, I think you could see a guy like Sweet end up in Chicago. We'll see. Because obviously the offensive line coach there, I believe, Daryl Drake, is the guy that recruited him over at Texas. So, you know, it'll be a good game, and there's a lot of buzz going against this game between the Philadelphia and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know, like I said, I don't know if we'll see any of Michael Vick tomorrow night. I mean, obviously he will be a major part of that offense. I don't know if we'll actually see him play. So it'll be a good game to see what's going on. Troy Polamalu should play as well, and so we should see some stars out there for Pittsburgh and against the Eagles.
I would totally agree. And let's talk about a different side of preseason for a minute. A lot of fans complain about the games are boring, they don't see the stars. When I watch preseason football, and I don't know about Tom or anybody else for that matter, I take a totally different approach. For some of these guys, what to me and you and millions of other football fans is just a meaningless, basically a hard-hitting scrimmage. For a lot of these guys, I'm going to say at least 20 guys on each team's training camp roster, this is what they have worked their entire life for. Well, they worked for a shot at the NFL, and this is their shot. And the four preseason games are going to be the highlight of their football career. So I'd like to actually respect them. You know, some of these players, they aren't the best players in the world. We all know they're not going to make the NFL. They're there to fill a spot. But I say we give them some respect and adoration. I feel good for them because this is going to be the highlight of their football career.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to remember, when we're talking about it, if we're still talking about this, well, any team for that matter, these kids grew up, you know, watching the NFL, but some of these teams have the opportunity to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's face it, when you're a kid growing up, probably a lot of them said, oh, I want to be that guy that's wearing the Troy Polamalu jersey or whatever, if you will. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game between the Eagles and the Steelers. I think there's some very overpaid Steelers, so, you know, we can get into that over on the gridiron section. But, yeah, absolutely. And around the NFL, there's a lot of preseason games going on this weekend. Josh, what are some of the other preseason games going on in the NFL? And I mean, obviously, we've got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh tonight. We've got New England and Tampa Bay. We've got, again, like we've talked about right here on this show, the Redskins and the Colts. We've got the Chiefs and the Ravens tomorrow, the Lions and the Browns on tomorrow, Carolina and Miami tomorrow, and Arizona and Green Bay tomorrow, and Atlanta and Jacksonville tomorrow. So we've got a lot of games to watch tomorrow. Josh, who's playing on Saturday?
I believe Saturday night at about 11 o'clock is Minnesota and Seattle. But the coolest thing about the preseason, and my favorite thing about the preseason, there is televised NFL football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. If we could do something about Tuesday and Wednesday, it'd be great. But I suppose they think guys need a couple of days to sober up before they start right back the very next Thursday.
Absolutely. And it's exciting time, and like I said, especially this year, I think it's a very exciting time this year because we didn't know if we were going to have football this year. So, you know, now here's the other thing that I'm really puzzled about that I wanted to make sure that I had a chance to talk about when we were talking about the scandals and everything going on down there in Miami, and when we were talking about how the rules need to change. Terrell Pryor should not have been given the okay for the draft. For the provisional draft. And, I mean, the NFL said that the former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor is eligible for the supplemental draft. I said provisional, I'm sorry. But ruled that he would not be able to play in the first five games of the 2011 season after he signs a contract. That, to me, that does not discourage anybody from cheating, anybody from doing the wrong thing. When you sign that letter of intent, it should say, if you're caught cheating, if you take money, if you do this, and that, you will have to pay back your contract, and you will be blacklisted from the NFL. You will not be able to play in the NFL. I think this whole thing with Terrell Pryor sends the wrong message to young and upcoming football players, Josh.
I believe it does send the wrong message, but at the end of the day, he's not going to get drafted. Nobody's going to want that headache. Not to mention, he only completes 40% of his passes in college, and the college game is a whole lot slower than the NFL game. So if you can't even manage to complete passes in college, there's no way you're going to complete them in the NFL. So I think it might actually end up being kind of hilarious. He's all pumped up right now. He's eligible. And then on draft night, he's going to go, wait, nobody picked me.
Well, and there's certainly is a good possibility of that, but I don't know that he won't get picked. I mean, you got to look at teams like the Buffalo Bills, and you got to look at teams around the league that could use somebody that they could develop. And Terrell Pryor certainly is a guy that, you know, even though he did wrong, probably is a guy that a lot of teams would look at as especially when they know that he can't even play right away. They didn't say he couldn't practice. They just said he couldn't play. And obviously he's no stranger to obviously he's no stranger to breaking the rules. So
that'll be an interesting situation to watch. It should be a great weekend in NFL football. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to join all of our great fans here on the balance again until Saturday morning at 9 o'clock sharp. We have a great show planned. We have an all-star panel of guests on the show Saturday. Unfortunately, I don't believe we're allowed to give away any of their names for show-related purposes until Saturday. But I would say, Tom, maybe this might be the best panel of guests you've ever had on one show in the same day.
I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. We've got some really good guests that are coming on, and we're gonna have a great show, a kickoff for our Balanced Gridiron show. So I want to make sure that you guys check it out. Check out all of our shows online, www.thebalanceonline.com, or you can certainly download all of our shows off of iTunes as well. You can find us on Facebook, just search The Balance, or on Twitter, T-Balance. Well, Josh, 60-second timeout. What do we got?
Make sure you tune in to watch Steelers-Eagles tonight, Colts-Redskins tomorrow night, and do not miss The Balanced Gridiron Today, debuting Saturday at 9 a.m. The show, me and Tom have spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money over the past month or so getting ready. But here we go on Saturday, Tom. We're going to find out if we're really ready or not.
We're going to do it. That's right. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., the College Gridiron, the Balanced College Gridiron debuts. Guys, that's going to do it for today. We will see you Saturday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio.